You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got Sandy Abbott, Espresso Marketing, the Constant Contact Queen, here in the studio. And we've got Johnny, Social Media 305, on the call line. Johnny.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you fired up?
I am absolutely fired up. Hello to Sandy.
Hello, Johnny. How are ya?
I'm really good. How are you? Long time no talk.
I know. I thought I was going to get to see ya.
Well, you can go on his Facebook page and look for his picture, you know?
I love your new Twitter picture.
Stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Sandy got stuck in traffic, but she made it here on time. I sent the Jim Freed helicopter to go get her.
Holy cow, it's monsoon season out there today. We need a weather report.
Okay, the weather report is there's a lot of globby weather coming in from the Gulf, and it's going to be stinky, even though it said on the gas station weather report that I saw earlier today on the gas pumps that it was going to be sunny all day today. I think somebody got that guy wrong.
Yeah, especially when my maintenance man said it's going to rain all week. So obviously, someone got their wires crossed.
Yeah, well, the maintenance man, he knows what's going on. But let's talk about Constant Contact. That's what we're here to talk about, Constant Contact. We've got you to talk about social media and marketing. So, Sandy, first of all, tell us a little bit about what's up with Constant Contact. You got something going on soon, don't you?
Yes, I have geared up to do more marketing seminars, and I have a new one called Social Media Time Savers on May 5th.
Wow, so everybody can save time by going and spending a couple minutes with you.
Yeah, they could just go to emarketingseminars.com and the whole schedule's there.
Well, listen,
is that a webinar?
No, I like to do live in person. I'm old-fashioned that way.
Wow, very cool. Where is it going to take place?
Well, I have a new location. I'm going to be on Monday with a lunch and learn at The Hive in downtown. It's a new time. I'm doing that with Microsoft, and they're picking up the tab. So
awesome.
It's really nice. If you want a free lunch, Johnny, go see me at The Hive on the 27th. It's going to be from 12 to 2.
All right, that's Venture Hive over
Venture
there.
Venture Hive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now, Sandy, I want to start by thanking you for revamping my Constant Contact email blast for all the people out there that get double-tapped every week by me. I want to thank Sandy for remodeling the whole thing, updating everything, making it look all new, fresh, giving our sponsors all kinds of new, great positioning. Sandy, how do you come up with formats like that?
Well, I usually start with a website, Jim. So I went to your website and picked up the same look, the feel, the background, the colors, and just use the best practices. Mix it all together, and that's how we got your template.
Listen to you, best practices. I do it. I fumble around for hours and hours and still not get it right. You know, that's why I work with people like you and John to make sure I get everything done. And for the record, John, since I'm thanking people, thank you for teaching me the language of Twitter, buddy. I really appreciated that.
No, well, of course, man. My pleasure.
Now, Johnny, how would you socialize some of Sandy's Constant Contact stuff? Because I know that Constant Contact, when you set it up, you can do some social with it. It comes with a social setup. But I also supplement it. Johnny, what do you think about Constant Contact, and how do you use it?
Constant Contact is absolutely awesome. And compared to their competitors, it's a lot easier to use, especially when dealing with contacts, because when you're emailing people, it's a permission-based business. You can't just go out there and just email the city of Miami. On the flip side, you know, when it comes down to social media, Constant Contact has the beautiful thing right before you're about to send your email. It says, do you want to get social? And one thing that we do is, yes, we want to get social. And then what we do is we adjust that little social media thing. And once you do that, and Sandy can confirm everything I'm talking about and probably give you more insight to it, you could adjust your tweet or adjust your Facebook post. So your email is one thing, but now you can really kind of change that conversation for your social contacts, which your Facebook people, your Twitter people, they're all different. You know, we need to speak to them differently.
Yeah, I know that. I've tried to do that. I'm starting to get a little lazy, but I really work hard at doing it. Sandy, you know, how do you like to incorporate social into Constant Contact?
Well, first of all, we make sure you have all your social sites on there so people can easily find you. On the top of the email, there's a simple share so people can share your content if they want to. And I have a new trick, which I haven't told you about, which I'm going to start using for you, probably, if you're nice to me.
Sandy, you are so terrific. Sandy, other than my mom, my wife, my niece, my sister.
Your dog.
No, I don't have a dog. You're in the top 10 at least, for sure. And with that giggle and smile, you're moving up with a bullet.
Well, there's this thing called Click to Tweet. It's a tool called Click to Tweet.
Right.
And what it allows me to do, I've started using it in the last month or so. What it allows me to do is to actually embed a tweet right into your email that people can press on and be lazy about it. They press on it and they can just share it. They don't have to write it. They don't have to think about what to say about Jim. It's like a little soundbite. If you remember what a soundbite is, of course, being on the radio, you do.
Yeah, we sort of know what a soundbite is.
Yeah,
we do that. Johnny, you're a good king of soundbite there. Sandy, I'm loving this. I'm taking all these bitty, happy Sandy photos. Oh, my gosh, these are great.
The funny thing about a soundbite is, I know you know, Jim, but when I go to a workshop and I say soundbite, I get a lot of blank stares.
Oh, gosh.
So anyhow, what that allows me to do now is that people can actually not only share it from the top of the bar, but anywhere that there's content that's shareable, I can embed this link, and it will create a tweet that they can populate and just press send.
Well, I'm goofing around here with Twitter, Johnny, so you take it from there. Johnny?
Oh, my... Yeah,
go,
right here.
Go, go. I'm going to tweet Sandy's happy face. You go.
Sandy's rocking it. Trust me. Sandy knows what's going on.
Well, the cool thing about this click to tweet is that you can also add a hashtag. And, Johnny, I know that you deal with hashtags a lot, not only in Twitter now, but you can use them on Facebook. You can use them on Instagram. And people, it's not everyone is using it, but it's really a useful tool to make social media a more of a marketing tool, something that helps you find and helps you be found, right?
It is. I'm going to tell you, I come from a sales background. I worked on Wall Street, and, we were on the phone every day. It was all about leads, get your leads. And then when I got involved in Twitter and social media, and specifically Twitter, because it kind of changed the game from Facebook, because it was really about the leads, and it wasn't permission-based. I didn't need to ask your permission to be friends with Sandy Abbott or to be friends with Constant Contact. Like yesterday, I was tweeting DeWalt Tools. I had a question. I didn't call the 1-800 number. I got on Twitter. I sent them a picture and said, hey, can you help me? And they came back to me immediately. With the hashtags, one thing I'm realizing as this Twitter platform grows, the hashtags are actually becoming so much more important than they were 2 years ago. And it's for the growth of your network. So I personally, which I've always used this for conversation and talking, but I'm personally now using a lot more hashtags. So if I do post a photo, I put the location, I put what the photo's about, and I'm realizing people from London, people from San Francisco, they are truly still searching these hashtags.
I know.
It's only getting bigger.
Now, I work with a lot of sponsors for some of my clients, and they have really gotten on the hashtag train this year, a lot more than last year. And one of the tools that I love is Hootsuite. I think you use BuzzFeed, right, Johnny?
I do. And you know what? I know we're public and we're on air, but we're all about transparency here. I stopped using Hootsuite. And I started using TweetDeck. And the reason I made the switch was Hootsuite, when the tweets come in, I have to reload the page. Hey, show me 10 new tweets. Show me 20 new tweets.
The thing I like, I use a little bit of everything. I used to use TweetDeck. I use Hootsuite. I go right on Twitter. But one of the things I really love, and I know that TweetDeck probably has something similar, is that now you can save a whole news feed on just a specific hashtag. So if you really want to follow a conversation, like Emerge America is coming up, if you want to follow the conversation for Emerge America, or if you want to follow a hashtag that is either trending or that you are working on to market, it allows you to see everything that's going on with that particular hashtag and join the conversation in that one news feed. So I like that tool. That's kind of a cool way to stay in the conversation and to know what's going on, to have your finger right on it.
Johnny, we used to do that. Excuse me. Johnny, we used to do that when we were having the tweet conversations. I forget the app that you use to help us bring everybody together live on a specific hashtag. Do you still do that?
Absolutely. I do it every day. And everyone needs to realize I am really – I'm Twitter specific.
I know.
But Twitter now has really improved their search functionality. So when I go to Twitter and I search a hashtag like Emerge Americas or South Beach or Miami International Airport, whatever I choose to speak about or need to be involved with for the day, not only can I search the hashtag, I can then, through Twitter, I can break it down to location. I can break it down to people who are near me within miles.
Really?
I can break it down to people who are only that I'm following or only people that that are following me.
Well, Johnny, hold that because we've got to go to break. Big D has given me the I got to go to break sign. So we're going to be going to break. We're going to come back, and then I'm going to have to get together with you because I got to learn some new Twitter tricks. You taught me the language. Now you got to teach me how to use it a little better. We'll be right back after this with Twitter tips, hashtag stuff, Constant Contact stuff with the Queen of Constant Contact, Sandy Abbott, and Mr. Social Media 305, John Mahoney. We'll be right back after this. And D, this time get the cut right.